Hello, little wankers. Yes, that's right. This is Dida Podcast, podcast number 3. Yes, we talk about sex addiction in this podcast and self-help improvement to be the best you can be and be yourself because everybody else is taken. Yes, it's not for me. I wish, but it's not for me. Right. Porn is not real, and you shouldn't try to act out what you see in the videos with your partner. I'm sure you know that already, but sometimes it's good to be told again. Finding intimacy between your partner is far more rewarding. Yes, I speak correct Queen's English. Hello, caress, for example, try to caress her for hours, but not where the sexual parts are. Yeah, I'm gonna draw a drawing. I think you'll get my drift. Do you catch my drift? Just try it out. And if you're single, well, too bad for you. No, it's not that bad. I'm single and I'm quite happy. But anyway, addictions. Yes, understand yourself. Find what your triggers are. If you're trying to deal with your addiction, your sex addiction, your porn addiction. Trying to find out what your triggers are before, so you can stop yourself before you feel the need to act out sexually. This is a very good thing to try to practice. So try to stay busy. Stay busy. Anyway, stay busy. Yes. When you feel the urges, just go for a walk. Just get out, and the feeling will pass. Trust me, it will pass. You know, feeling is just a neural connection in your brain. I'm not a fucking a neuroscientist, but you know, in big terms, it will go. It will go away. Okay, we go through, I don't know how many thousands of thoughts every day, and you gotta discard them. You know, and the sexual one obviously are very strong. Yes, they are strong, but you can let them pass you by just moving, becoming something physical. You know, I think so. For me, it's when I feel like I'm gonna act out, I just go for a walk. I just put my audiobook on. Yeah, I love audiobook, by the way. If you've listened to my podcast up to now, you should know that I recommend audiobook because I love walking around and listen to a book or a podcast. The one I recommend is Tim Ferriss and what's his face? Yes, Joe Rogan. Very good podcast there for you guys. It's all free on iTunes or whatever device you use. Fuck it. I'll pass that on later. Stay busy. Right, so stay away from swimming pool, obviously. Yes, you're going to see women in bikinis. It's very likely that's going to turn you on. And that's normal. But, you know, in the time being, when you're trying to deal with this sexual problem of yours, sexual compulsion, this compulsive behavior, it's good to stay away from swimming pool. So I'm sorry if you go to swimming pool. If you love swimming pool, you're gonna have to stay away for a while. The gym, obviously, if you see bouncing boobs, and trust me, I love to see bouncing boobs, but you're gonna have to stay away from that too. Beach, obviously, if you live near the sea. I don't, but if you live near the sea, yes, stay away from the beach as well, because you might see some attractive girls who will turn you on and you will start to go and be able to wank. No, I mean, you know what I mean. Scratch your beard. Yeah, something that I've read in one of the books that I recommend that you read, which is, can't remember now. Let me have a look. It's Breaking the Cycle. No, Our Shadows. I think it's Patrick Kane's. I'll have to recommend those books again if you forgot already. It's very good books that I read and really helped me out. And actually, my psychotherapist actually recommended it to me. Believe it or not, she actually worked with one of them. Hey, I know. Right. Scratch. So, yes, basically, when you see a girl in the streets that you fancy, you think, wow, she's beautiful. Or, you know, you start to sexualize her. Walk away. Look away within seconds and scratch your beard. It works sometimes. It's just a little trick that tells your brain that no, you're not gonna give in into your sexual fucking compulsive behavior. You just kind of say, no, I'm the boss here. I was the boss. You are the boss, not your little porn guy or sex guy in your head. You know, you're going to have to suppress him eventually. With time, it will be suppressed enough that you will be on the top of him. Not sexually, but you know what I mean. I mean, if you're into men, you know, it's whatever rocks your boat. So yes, stop staring. It's not very nice to stare at girls anyway, you know, and women can tell when you stare at them. Yes, they've got ears, or they got the hair, they got the eyes in the back of the head. And you can tell when somebody stare at you. Do you ever try on a motorway and you're driving past or you're overtaking somebody and you look at them? Did they look at you back? Well, I mean, obviously, they've seen you coming, but you know, somehow the humans have this, you know, when somebody's looking at you, you know, it's funny. But trying these techniques, they do work. And see women as kids, see women as little kids, as little babies, you know. And so he stops you from sexualizing them, you know, straight away, you know. Unless you're a pedophile, and if you're a pedophile, you shouldn't fucking listen to this shit, to my podcast, and fuck off, get some help. But if you're not, obviously you're not. If you see women as little kids, as children, well, it's very helpful to stop you from sexualizing them. I mean, it works for me. I don't know where I read that from, but it works for me. So try it and see what happens. Don't judge yourself. Don't judge yourself too hard. You are better than you think. In fact, you know, people that have sex-related issues means that you got big libido, which is normal. Well, good. Well, fuck it. But it means you are strong and you can be very successful when you will find the way to use this energy, this excess energy, to your benefit. So trust me, you know, you can use this energy, this force to good, for good. My God, oh, we're talking about Star Wars here. May the force be with you. Drug addiction. Obviously, yeah, it's very likely that if you got a sex or porn addiction, you that comes along with something else. For me, it was cocaine and marijuana. I used to smoke a lot of spliff to the point of probably 8 a day. Yeah. Yeah, you know. I know. Crazy, right? And if your friends are doing drugs, then you need to stay away from them for a little while until you are strong enough to say no. Be aware of some of your friends that do drugs, because they are very likely try to stop you in your tracks because they don't want you to change. They don't. Probably they are probably in denial themselves of their own problems. And obviously, if they see somebody like they're trying to change, they're not gonna like it. And that's the truth. If that's the case for some of your friends, unfortunately, they're not your friends. I've got to break it to you. Sorry to break it to you, but they're not. They're obviously your friends. If they're truly your friends, they will support you in what you're trying to do. So the others that don't want you to change or disagree with what you're trying to do, you're going to have to just simply ditch them. They are not good to you anymore. Yeah, you're going to have to look into your circle of friends and you're going to have to stay away from people that are still doing drugs. I mean, you know, we're not trying to be righteous here and trying to judge other people. You know, they will probably come around and find out that drugs don't work. Drugs don't work. This is making it worse. It's so fucking true, man. You know, I mean, he obviously knew. He obviously know. You're going to have to ditch them. The people that don't want you to get better and to be a better person, they're not your friends, so fucking ditch them, okay? Now, try not to compare yourself too harshly, you know. Try not to compare yourself to people that are similar age than you and are already very successful, because that's not going to help you, you know. You're going to think, oh, shit, you know, who am I? You know, I'm crap, I'm rubbish, I'm useless. Again, that's just a shit monkey on your shoulder that's just always trying to bring you down, and he just wants you to go back to what he knows, what he thinks he knows best is, just watch a bit of porn, you feel better, you know, and it's, yeah, you might feel better for a second or two, but you will feel ashamed afterwards, and that shame is the main problem that we all have here, with this compulsive behavior. You know, it's a shame really that just causes us trouble, and we're doing it to ourselves. So you can be the other guy, be the good guy in you that's just saying, fuck this shit. I can do better. I'm in control. I can be in control. Yes, it's going to take some time. It's going to take some doing. Don't get me wrong. This ain't going to be easy. It'll probably be the hardest thing that you do in your life. But you will be better for it. So try to have a think and ponder over what I just said today. We are going to talk about the podcast that I've talked earlier that I recommend when you go out and you're trying to listen to something to get out. Because you got to think that your brain is a tool and it's good to use, but it needs to be at rest sometime, okay? It's not designed, you're not designed to think all the fucking time, all right? It's good to just let it rest, you know, let it take time to process the day, to process information. Yeah, you do that in sleep, by the way, apparently. When you dream, is when your brain just puts stuff in order. Again, I'm not fucking... I swear a lot, don't I? I'm not an expert in that field, but I've read a bit about dreams, and apparently that's what happens when you dream, that your brain just putting stuff into order. So yes, podcast I recommend when you think like you want to act out and you want to watch a bit of porn or whatever, have a little wank or whatnot. Tim Ferriss, one of the New York Times bestseller with the 4-hour work week, which is a great book, but unfortunately I took it too literally. And when I was running my business in the UK, in Birmingham, UK, I was making good money, you know, but I was working like 5 hours a week, based on that book, I think, thinking, well, yeah, I can run a business doing that. I mean, it was working. I mean, made you know, 1 year, I think, I made up to 40 grand, which is not great, but when you're working 4 or 5 hours a week, it's not bad. I could have made much more, but I was fucking around a lot, doing drugs, wanking a lot. Yes, as I say, 10, 20 times. No, I didn't think I went to 20 times. But 10, 12 times sometime, I would smoke, obviously, because it would get boring otherwise. You never get satisfied, as I said before, so I had to find ways to make it more appealing to me, or more exciting, I think, and the cocaine was doing that. I was fucked up back then, but anyway. Tim Ferriss, the guy that I just talked about, the 4-hour work week, a very good book, but don't tell it literally like I did. If you want to be successful, you're gonna have to work more than 4 hours a week. Trust me on that. I know now. I don't mind working 10 hours, 12 hours a day now. Not every day, but I don't do 4 hours a week for sure, because you don't get nothing done unless you're a genius. But I'm not. Tim Ferriss, so you can go on the Tim blog podcast. It's all there for you to choose which platform you want to use, or you can use if you get a phone. Hopefully you've got a phone. But and the other one is Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan, I think I said it right again. www.podcastjoerogan.net. Just check it online. You got Google, so just do that. Books I recommend. Again, I love books. Well, audiobooks. Yes, I'm a lazy bastard. I don't actually read. I listen. I love listening books. Happy by Darren Brown. Great book. Honestly, it's a great, great book. I can't recommend it enough. I love Darren Brown. I love his show on Netflix. I love what he does. He's a fantastic guy. I actually want to check his hand if I ever meet him in my life. Neil Strauss, The Game. Yeah, I know this is a bit funny, since the whole point of this podcast is to help you guys not to be sex addicts. What Neil Strauss says in The Game is about dating. Well, yes, it is about dating. It's about how you can talk to women or attract women to you. So I think it's good to know when you find... Well, I only wanted to read it, so... Well, at the time, I wanted to fuck everything that moves, but now that I know enough about the psychology of dating and something that I use. But first, I wanted to know this, and I know this now. A lot of little games that you can play, because it is a game. Dating is a game at the start. You know, it's all about the tension. And women, unfortunately, they just design one way. We are designed one way, and when you understand it, it's great. But it's because whenever I meet somebody in the street that really like wear fancy physically, because yes, men, it's all about the looks first. Women are not like that. You can be ugly as fuck. If you're funny, you never walk in the street and this fat guy or he doesn't look like much. And he's with this gorgeous woman. I mean, yes, people will say, oh, he's probably got a lot of money. But not always. Yes, there is some gold diggers out there. Don't get me wrong, of course. But let's not a majority of women. Women just like a funny guy. You know, if you're funny, if you make them laugh, you just have the battle. So that's why I like this book. And it's going to help you to find your other half to go and buy and read The Game by Neil Strauss. It's amazing. And actually, he's very funny. He's a funny guy. The way he talks about all this life and his life about the game called The Game. Yeah, basically, one of the things that I can tell you are the tips is what men. I'm talking to men here. I mean, women. I think it works on women too. I mean, women to a man. I'm not sure. Probably, but like for example, if I'm in the bar and I look at a girl that I fancy, I will do these tricks. This trick is quite simple. Is obviously you'll have eye contact at some point, but you don't stare at her, and then you still look. Well, you still look in your periphery, on your vision periphery, but you don't stare at her. And you be, I'll touch my ears, lob, for a second, or I'll scratch my hair or my beard, and if that woman. And trust me, it's fucking frightening how it works. If that woman mimic me, it's called mimicking, just as the same, not the right second, not within seconds, but if you keep looking, or looking, you know, not without looking, if that makes sense, she will mimic you if she's into you. And that gives me enough confidence that this woman is kind of like me in a way, you know, she's into me, not into me, because I haven't said anything to her yet. But yeah, because I usually come and say something stupid, and then just go down the fucking drain. But that gives you confidence to think, well, she might like me, you know. So she's already like the way I look, you know, because that's what she can base herself on at the minute. So that's a really good trick, and trust me, try it out. Go out whenever next time you go out, do it. Scratch it. Don't fucking do it at the same time, you bunch of fucking idiots. But just do it, you know, just do it, touch your beard, you know, like grab your beard. And, obviously, women won't do that. They don't have a beard. I mean, yes, some do. And when I say, if you're into that, then that's fine. Not that it's a bad thing. I'm not judging. I'm not going to go out with a girl that's got a beard. No. But anyway, I digress. Neil Strauss, The Game. This is Gonna Hurt by Adam Kay. This was recommended by Stephen Fry when I was looking at Audible bestsellers, because I just ran out of books the day or whatever the month, and I was looking for a new book, and because I love Stephen Fry, I read his autobiographies. He was a cockhead. He was a cock addict for a bit, you know. I don't know about his sex addiction. Probably had one. He didn't talk about it. Probably didn't. But anyway, he recommended it. Since I love the guy, I respect him. I'll give that a go. And God, I was not disappointed. I love This Is Gonna Hurt by Adam Kay. I think Adam Kay is a funny character. And his insight of the doctor's diary in the NHS in England is. He's very high opening on the profession, and unfortunately what the NHS is becoming because of these stupid politicians that know nothing about the system of how to care about people but just get involved when they shouldn't. So yeah, he is. Ready Player One by Ernest Cline. What a classic. What a fucking classic. Book, the movie made in Birmingham. Yes, by Mr. Steven Spielberg. I'm sorry, Mr. Steven Spielberg, but you really shit it all over the fucking book. But again, you know, it's Hollywood. How can you cram a six? I think it's about 6 hours audiobook in an hour and a half. Yeah, it's gonna be tough, but read the book, please. If you've seen the movie and you like the movie, read the book. You're gonna love it. I'll read it once a year because it is so good. If you bought it in the 90s, you're totally gonna understand everything about it. There's a funny bit about the Monty Python towards the end that I just think I was so disappointed why they didn't make it to the movie. There's Johnny Five blowing a bomb. Oops, sorry. Spoiler alert. You just read it. Trust me on that. It's an amazing book. The Count of Monte Cristo. This is by far my favorite book ever. The Count of Monte Cristo by Alexandre Dumas. Yeah, you see what I've done there? Yeah, for the one, I'm not going to tell you from where I got this from, Dumas. But the one I know, I salute you because I love you. Yes, I love you from getting this little reference. Yes. If you don't, yeah, well, it's going to be your next homework. Find out why I said that. Obviously, the movie I'm on about is pretty famous. It's my favorite movie as well. And the Stephen King book, I've read it as well. And it's the only time I think I've read a book and the movie is so true. I mean, actually, the book is very small, you know, but the movie is an amazing movie. Okay, Andy Dufresne. Well, I'm your man, Andy Dufresne. Oh, by the way, if Morgan Freeman could do audiobooks, I will buy every single one. But I bet you he doesn't because he probably can't afford it. But anyway, A Life in Parts by Brian Cranston, autobiographic book. If you don't know who Brian Cranston is, I suggest you go and drown yourself in a pond. No, don't do that. It's Walter White, Breaking Bad, ringing the bells. Fantastic. He talks about Breaking Bad and love the show. Best show. One of the best shows I've seen in my life so far. And the last one, but not least, Sapiens. Sapiens by Yuval Noah Harari. I probably slash his name. I'm going to try again. Yuval Noah Harari. Okay, Sapiens. A great book about humans. Human psyche, not human psyche, but human history, I guess, and a great book. Just really, it's so eye-opening on so many things that I didn't know, about humans that just love. I love that book. It's a really good book. All right, now, sex addiction. Yes, because it's what you want to listen, you know, something to talk about, right? I recommend again this for sex and porn addiction. Out of Shadows by Patrick Carnes. Recovery to Live by... Yeah, to Live. To Life. Not to Live. Is it not Live? Living as Living. No, to Live. I think I fucking spelled that wrong. Recovery to Live by Christopher Kennedy Lanford. Lawford. Yeah, Christopher Kennedy Lawford. Breaking the Cycle by George Collins. M is going M-A, okay. And Andrew Alderman. In MA as well. Always Turn On by Robert Ways and Jennifer P. Schneider. Recovery, Freedom from All Addiction by Russell Brown. Again, great book. I love Russell. I honestly love you. I actually listened to Russell on a podcast by Joe Rogan last week. Fucking love it. Russell is cool. He's a cool guy. I thought he was a total dick, but he's not. He's a really cool guy. And Atomic Habits by Alan Carr. Not the comedian. Although I love Alan Carr. No, actually, I fucking hate him. He really pissed me off. If that's the homosexual Alan Carr, I think. Yeah? He got a show on TV in England. I can't stand him. I really can't stand him whatsoever. But anyway, I'm sure he's a nice guy. I just can't stand him. Atomic Habits by Alan Carr, but not the comic. He's a comic, whatever. And Rewire Your Anxious Brain by Catherine M. Pittman, PhD. She's got a PhD, okay, it's not her last name. This is not her last name, and she's got a PhD, okay, and Elizabeth M. Carl, right? Okay, so this is it for podcast number 3, 24 minutes in. I think you've heard my voice for long enough. Again, if you want to actually ask a special subject, maybe that you've got in mind, that you'd like me to talk about, that I haven't covered yet, well, do send me a message. My name is Didier Soulier, and if you type Didier Soulier on Google, come fucking, you believe in France, they call it Google, on Google. Google. I say it's Google. It's Google. Not Google. It's fucking funny how French people talk, man. Yeah, by the way, I'm back in France. As I mentioned in my previous podcast, I had to move back to my mum and dad. No, my mum. Mum and dad are not together anymore. To my mum, because I had to make drastic changes to my life because I could not function anymore due to my compulsive behavior. And I'm glad I did. Probably one of the best choices I made in my life. And since then, because I'm surrounded by people who love me and by different surrounding, by different environment, I have managed to tame this compulsive behavior of mine and stop all the shitty drugs I was doing. It's not that I couldn't find it in France. I'm sure I would be very resourceful, and if I wanted to, I could probably find it. But I've done it. I've smoked enough drugs in my life. I've done enough cocaine in my life, and I'm not about to start this mistake again. And I'm not judging people that do, okay? I'm not judging you. I'm saying it's bad. It's bad, okay? It's very bad. Drugs are bad, okay? But I think for me it was related to my porn addiction, because I had to find ways to make it more fun, and yes, because obviously my brain was telling me, "What the fuck are you doing, mate? This is not you. It's not you. It's just a phase." And yes, so again, if you got a problem with this compulsive behavior, if you got a problem with sex addiction, seek help. Okay, talk to a friend, to a good friend. Not necessarily talk to your mom and dad. They might not understand. Don't talk to your girlfriend about it. She will judge you for it. Trust me. This stuff that your spouse or your partner don't need to know about you, because she might use it in an argument. Yes. No, I'm not judging. I'm not generalizing. But it's better not to tell them, because some people that do not understand the problem with it, the problem associated with compulsive behavior. Unfortunately, because they don't understand it, they're gonna judge. They're gonna find. It's not gonna be very good. Okay, so don't be careful who you tell. So your spouse and your partner, probably not a good idea. But you know, who am I to fucking judge? But just tell your best friend and go seek help. I know it's expensive to seek to pay for psychotherapist or a sex counselor. But there is a lot of charities that can help. I know in Birmingham it's called Simple Mind or Minds, and it's covered by the NHS, believe it or not. For people that can't get it up, I know a couple of friends that have used this service from the NHS. I mean, it's part of the NHS, it's covered by the NHS, because he wanted to have a kid and he couldn't get it up because he used to watch porn too much, so he was not turned on by just the thought of having sex. Or I don't know, I just didn't really ask him the ins and outs, but there is probably some free help that you can get, but the best thing is to talk, okay? Talk about it. Don't keep it to yourself, okay? It's unhealthy, you know? That's what I think a lot of problem is that we don't talk. And of course, it's a shame. You probably feel ashamed about it. Trust me, I know a thing or two about shame. It stops me from talking and seeking help for many years because I was ashamed of what I was doing. It's not something that you try to tell everybody. It's not, you know, and people are listening to me right now probably judge me and thinking, what a wanker. Yes, I used to be a wanker. And yeah, I am a working wanker, but I don't care. If you judge me, you don't like me, I don't fucking care. I'm trying to help. I'm trying to give information that I didn't have, that I was seeking out when I was trying to find ways to stop, and I didn't get it, you know. And remember, at some point, I had to stop seeing a sex therapist because I didn't have the money, okay? So so if you can't afford a sex therapist, what I did was to seek in a group therapy. I'm going to work for you. 12-step program. It's something that you should maybe look into if you want to be part of a group and have somebody, a mentor, that's going to help you through. You can find this where you live. And in Birmingham, is about three or four different groups that are already available to you. You know, if I remember correctly, one is in Fridays on the Bristol Road next to the O2 Arena, the church next door to it, and the other one is in the Jewelry Quarter, but I can't tell you the street. Just go online. It's called SAA, not SAS. It's the Army, I think. Yes, You ain't gonna fucking care about your problem, yeah? But I'll shoot you in the head. No, they're not. But just look online, okay? Sex, addictive behavior, addictive help. I don't fucking know. Just look, Google it, okay? If you can find porn on your laptop or on your phone, I'm sure you can find out, you can seek help as well, okay? Be creative. Be resourceful, my friends. And be again, I would say that don't judge yourself. Don't be too harsh on yourself, because it's not if, it's when you're going to find your way out of this problem. You're going to see that all this energy that you have can benefit you to become a better person and become successful, whatever that means for you, okay? If it's money, if it's having a big house, obviously, that's related to money. If it's become a better husband, a better boyfriend, better friend, it is a lot of ways to be successful. I will recommend you again to start exercise and meditation. Fantastic thing that I've implemented in my life and really helped me out, especially meditation. And I would recommend again an app called Headspace, and you can start it up for free. You've got about 12 lessons for free to start you up. And now I'm paying for it. I think it's only £9 a month. By that, yeah. Audible is about £8. But my Headspace is a great app. Give it a try. Again, it's not about sitting on your bum and trying to find a Buddhist within you. If you want to do that, you're gonna have to go to a monastery and be trained by a proper Buddhist, not an idiot down your road. But that really helped me to focus on the now, not the future, not the past. The now, just be present in the moment, and that's really calmed me down. And I can tell that now I don't snap out so quickly, so easily when people tell me stuff that I don't necessarily agree with or hurt me somehow. I don't let my emotion ride out so often. I focus more on the good side of myself, not the angry and impulsive. Me, because I'm an impulsive twat when I want to be. Of course, sometimes I'm a dick. Everybody's got bad days, you know. So don't judge yourself too much on that. Right, guys, I'm gonna let you go. It's been 30 minutes, and I'm tired and sick of talking to you. No, I'm kidding. I love you. Don't worry. There's light at the end of the tunnel. Okay, so. Listen to my previous podcast if you haven't, because there's some good information there. And before the next one, I love you very much, and I wish you a good week. Bye now.